Gary Roberts is going to call in here in just a moment. Gary's played in some big playoff games. Played in some big game sevens as a Maple Leaf, too.
Oh, yeah. He took down the Sens. He was part of those teams that he scored a huge overtime goal off the faceoff one night.
I think that was in triple OT, I believe.
Yeah. Corey Cross might have been involved, too.
Yeah. That was a gritty team, man.
Yep.
Triple OT. I don't know if I can handle triple OT tonight. Triple OT.
I think I was in the league at that time, and I gave a fist pump.
You would have been, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. That would have been probably in 04, I guess. Like, Gary would have been on the team, I think, the last time the Leafs won a round.
Yeah, he would have been.
Here he is. We haven't caught up with him in quite some time. Here's Gary Roberts. How you doing, Gary?
Good, guys. How you doing tonight?
Ooh, we're jacked up for the game. How are you feeling about it?
I'm good. I just had a little chicken, rice, vegetables, and I'm sipping on a glass of red wine, getting ready for the game, actually.
Okay.
Roy, we were talking earlier about players' preparation. Was it difficult to treat it any different in your prep? I mean, Game 7's big. Did you just try to go about it the same as every other game?
Yeah, you know what? Of course, there just seems to be a little more buzz around the game, a little buzz in the air. But honestly, I think as a professional hockey player, you find a way that you feel you need to prepare each and every day and each and every game. And I think you try to trust that, right? Like, you don't all of a sudden change something today because it's Game 7. Most guys have a routine pretty well set, obviously, by now. And I'm sure certain guys eat certain foods. They drink certain drinks, and they try as much as they can, although it's difficult and not the case. They try to keep it as normal as possible, I would assume.
What about when you're on the bench? I mean, guys always say this, once the puck drops, you just start playing. Is that true, or at any point in your career in a Game 7, were you sitting on the bench thinking, this is Game 7, like, obviously it's a bit different?
Oh, it's different, and I think Jeff would agree. I mean, I've been in some Game 7s, Jeff has. I mean, they're just, it is different. You're on the edge of your seat. Obviously, we're going to look at goaltending tonight, where everybody's going to say the Leafs are going to have to beat the crowd too early in the game. I mean, for me, I think the Leafs, the games that they've lost in this series, they've tried to be somebody they're not. And in my eyes, they just need to play the way they've played all year, use their skill, use their speed. And, you know, if you're not a physical guy, it's pretty tough all of a sudden after 82 regular season games, 6 playoff games, to decide you're going to change your style because it's Game 7. You got to trust your instincts, trust your game. And, you know, hopefully you get a heck of a game from your goaltender to give you a chance to win.
Roy, a lot of your teammates would say that in a big game, and I know you were one of the guys that would kind of look around and either be worried about certain players, but you never had to worry about yourself when your teammates didn't, because they knew you were going to be ready to play in a big game. Can you remember any of your teammates that you knew in a big situation would come through and have one of those games other than yourself?
Well, I look at our goaltending in Toronto when I was here. I look at Curtis Joseph, and I look at Eddie Belfour. I mean, everybody talks about how where you've played Ottawa in playoffs, and I think it's, I don't know if it's 12 wins to 6, I think is that what they say it is. I can guarantee you that the only reason we won those games are because of our goaltenders, and those two guys played so amazing in playoffs when I was a Toronto Maple Leaf. We were outchanced in every game against the Ottawa Senators. If you look at those games, we had amazing goaltending, and it's going to be no different tonight, guys. I mean, if Anderson can play like he did the last couple games, they've got a chance to win the hockey game tonight.
With Gary Roberts ahead of Game 7 tonight, puck drop in about an hour right here on TSN 1050. Home ice, how much does it factor in? I'm sure you've played big games on the road, at home. How much does it really matter?
I would say early in the game, it would probably matter. You know what I mean? Like, early in the game, they're going to use their crowd. They're going to use the excitement of building Boston to try to get an edge. I would say after the first period, I don't really care where the game's played. I think it's over. I think the emotions, like you said, the guys have had 3, 4, 5 shifts under their belt. It is what it is at that point. You just hope for us and for Toronto tonight that they can, you know, if it's a tie game after the first period, I'm going to feel pretty good about Toronto's chances.
With Leaf great Gary Roberts, you would have come out of the ACC after winning series in the early 2000s, and I'm sure you remember Yonge Street and downtown just around the ACC was crazy. We haven't experienced that in 14 years because they haven't won a playoff round in 14 years. Take us through that. I mean, what was that like as a player? You walk out and the downtown is just going nuts.
Absolutely nuts. I think back to 2002. For me, probably the fondest memory, other than winning a Stanley Cup in Calgary in 89, being a Toronto Maple Leaf during the 2002 playoffs. They were stopping in front of my house. They were putting signs in my yard, "Roberts, you rock," and screaming and beeping horns. And I can say lying in bed at like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was living right off of Yonge Street. I lived over in the Lawrence Park area. And I can tell you that I heard so much noise. I don't think I slept the whole night after we did win the first couple series in that playoff round. It's an amazing city, and well-deserved. The Leafs have waited a long time for a night like this. I canceled a tryout for my minor Bantam team tonight, so everybody could stay home and watch hockey. Other friends of mine had a concert they were going to go to tonight. They had bought tickets, High Valley's in Oshawa tonight. Everybody's staying home to watch the Leafs play Game 7. So it's a buzz around Ontario tonight, and let's just hope we come out on top this year.
Old High Valley in Oshawa couldn't have been that tough to get out of, Rob's, could it? What the hell's going on?
Well, when you're in your 50s, Jeff, you know, like, you got, it's time to slow down here a little bit.
I get
right?
it, but High Valley in the Schwa, that could always be done.
I thought I could go to a bar in the Schwa maybe and watch the hockey game, and my wife and her friends could go to High Valley, but I didn't know if I was going to be safe in a bar in Oshawa tonight.
No kidding, man. You're never safe in a bar in Oshawa, ever. So if you're at home, are you on, like, the bike, the elliptical? What's your routine for the game then tonight?
Tonight? Well, no, like I said, I've already got friends that were going to go to the concert. They're coming over. I've got a couple bottles of red wine and some appetizers, and we're gonna have a little Leaf party tonight, you know, for, like I say to Jeff, in your 50s, I mean, that's a couple glasses of wine, a little... You know, a little olives, cheese, a little bit of salami, and easy.
Nice. Do you know the O-Dog's go-to snack? Do you want to reveal that to...
He knows it all. He's okay. Seen enough of it.
I've seen enough of this for years, right? I've tried, and I keep offering, and, he doesn't really take me up on it very often, but hopefully... If I help him with his nutrition at some point and he buys in, he can help me with my golf game.
There you go.
That sounds like a fair trade to me, buddy. I just don't know who's a bigger accomplishment to fix, because both are pretty ugly.
Both are pretty ugly. Both are ugly for sure. Yeah. But,
well, let's get a Leaf win tonight, and you guys can figure that out.
Yeah.
Enjoy the party. Enjoy the game. Thank you for doing this, Gary.
All right. Cheers, guys. Good luck tonight.
There's Gary Roberts. Yeah, if he was living at Yonge and Lawrence, that's pretty far up Yonge Street too. If you were hearing people going crazy,
yeah, and it was right off the street, yeah, you could hear it all.
Do you remember where he lived?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I crashed there a few times.
Uninvited?
No, he was aware of it. There was other people involved too. I don't think he was too thrilled about that. But I didn't have a place in Toronto, and I was like, "Robs, I need somewhere to stay." And I don't think he's thrilled about the time of evening I was coming home and what was going on.
So you were like an exchange student almost, like you had a key for the back door.
Yeah.
And
then in the morning, there's people got to get out of the house. It was just.
Yeah, I hear you.
This guy's still in the playoffs.
Oh, you were like. You were with
home for
Carolina, and you were here, and you were probably trying to get tickets to the game. Did you go
probably
to the
at
ACC?
The game and out.
I see. Okay.
And I needed some place to work. It was his place.
It was Gary Roberts' place. Well, what was that, High Valley in Oshawa tonight?
Dude, I've never heard of High Valley.
Were you going to that, Mullen? You wouldn't have been going
there. No chance. I don't even know who High Valley is.
I've never heard of them either. Is that a band?
Sounds like the Beach Boys or something.
I don't know. That does not sound like a good time. High Valley in Oshawa.
If you ever sent me an email or text saying you want to do High Valley in the Schwa tonight, it's just a block.
Oh, it's a Canadian country music duo. So I don't know. I guess it's a country band. Good luck. Feathers. Like, who's going to see anything?
There's going to be three. Somebody, if anyone's going to that concert, take a picture of the three people in it. Because there's not going to be more than that.
I don't believe it. I don't know how many people are going to be at the Rogers Centre tonight.
Jesus.
That scared the hell out of you. Noodles coming in the back door. I heard you on Leafs Lunch today complaining about people like coming up behind you or tapping you on the shoulder and stuff. And You're a jittery guy.
I don't like it.
You don't like what? Saddlers? The people that saddle up to you?
That's what he was saying earlier today. Have you ever heard of the band High Valley?
No. Okay. I'm usually a big music guy, but I...
We were just saying, Gary Roberts was like, yeah, you know, we were thinking about doing High Valley in Oshawa tonight, and I said, what the hell's that? There's going to be three people at that concert.
No, there won't.
Yes!
There are a lot of diehard music fans that aren't diehard sports fans.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's a lot of people in the GTA, but they're playing in Oshawa. It's not like they're playing on the Danforth or something. That's what I said. Maybe
Mullins is just dialed into that.
Well, and Gary Roberts said that he canceled a minor bantam tryout tonight. He's going to make those kids pay a price tomorrow.
He'll put himself through the ringer, too.
Yeah, he will.
Well, he's having wine tonight. He gets into the vino and the cheese and the olives. He'll train tomorrow like Rocky Balboa to get rid of from his body.
Yeah.
Did you ask him about being aggressive in...
No, we forgot to.
How do you not ask him about being aggressive in an alumni game?
I know. It just never came up.
That's his job.
No, we were talking... Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about it, but he was giving great answers about being a Leaf and winning series and all that kind of stuff.
Performances.
It's tough to, yeah, it's
you know,
tough
how
to,
do you transition into... To. Were you really trying to beat the hell out of Chris Draper?
He was, though.
Oh, I know he was. I don't need to ask, I don't need confirmation. I think we know the answer to it. Alumni game, BMO Field, 2 years ago.
Like to hear his side of the story and how he felt that maybe he was having a little bit of fun and then it turned a little serious.
Okay, we'll get to that. Next time we have Gary Roberts on, if they move on in the next round, we'll bug him again.
There we go.
So we're teeing up the games tonight. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I think we're all in on this four-game parlay, TFC, Jays, Raptors, Maple Leafs tonight. And Fred VanVleet, we should point out, not playing tonight. So not a go tonight. And that's a big hit. I mean, he's been a really, really prominent piece for the Raptors this year. And it's a pivotal game for them. You can hear that on News Talk 1010 tonight in Toronto. The Leaf game can be heard right here on TSN 1050. You can watch the Raptors game on TSN. We'll come back and put a bow in the afternoon, recap, and look back on the poll question that has a lot of people buzzing on Twitter. And we'll keep teeing up the big night tonight in Toronto. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Time now for a News Talk 1010 traffic update.
Got problems on the go. Westbound on the 401 in the express past the Allen crash here blocking the center lane. And eastbound on the 401 in the collector's past Weston Road. Stalled vehicle in the center lane here. Heading southbound on the BVP now approaching Lawrence. We've got a collision blocking two left lanes. And as you can imagine, that's causing some very heavy delays. Right back to Steeles on the 404. Westbound 403 in the express at Eglinton. Got a collision here blocking the center lane. In-town problems. St. Clair west of Kiel and Winford and Eglinton now. Dreaming of Europe? Air Canada Vacations offers you $500 in savings on your next adventure in Europe. Offer ends April 30th. Visit aircanadavacations.com. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Eleni Stamatatos.
All right, tonight is a big night. Tonight may not be the best night for sleeping, regardless of how it all goes. The Maple Leafs win tonight, you're fired up, your mind is racing, you can't sleep. They lose tonight, you're bitter, you're rattled, your mind is racing, you can't sleep. Here's a way to hook up a great sleep for yourself.
MyPillow.com.
MyPillow.
Promo code Hayes. HAYES.com.
MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Hayes.
Right.
And get 50% off a 4-pack of pillows. That's two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. As always, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty.
Age is back there.
Is that right?
10-year warranty.
60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Hayes.
Coming up tomorrow on Landsberg in the Morning, what do you think? It's the day after one of the biggest nights in Toronto sports history. We're all over the Leafs and the Bruins, TFC Guadalajara, and the Raps and the Wizards.
Catch Landsberg in the Morning tomorrow from 6 till 10 on TSN 1050, the official playoff voice of the Leafs.